This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, and I'm really excited to have them on the show. We're talking no other than Marathon Gold Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MGDPF. And with us today is the president and CEO of the company, Phil Walford. Phil, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, what sets your gold company apart from the rest of the junior gold explorers? And there's a ton of them up there, especially in Canada.
Well, if you want to call it set apart, is where we are. We've finished a PEA. We're actually developing a multi-million ounce gold property, and there aren't too many around like that in Canada. Like we're consistently on the, everyone, all of our analysts are saying we're one of the, on the takeout list, if you will, as one of the top picks to be taken out in the next year or so.
And what's the name of that project?
Valentine Lake, it's called.
Have you done a 43-101 on that yet?
Oh, several.
Okay.
We've just completed a preliminary economic assessment study, which is available. It's a public document, which shows that we can produce 190,000 ounces a year for average of for 10 years.
And, wow.
All from open pit material. Now, that resource that was used for the PEA, which came out in May, was from drilling that was done prior to February of this year. Since
okay.
that time, we've pulled probably 20,000 meters of drilling, some of it infill and some of it exploration. So our resource is actually larger than that now, and we will in due course revise our resource, and that's going to have a very positive impact on our production, the schedule that we've set out. We are in the midst, are working towards a preliminary feasibility study right now.
Now, I saw you guys put out a press release yesterday about drilling. What is that all about?
Well, we put out several press releases. The last one we put out, which came out this week, was about mineralization that was found by prospecting south of an existing deposit that we have called Victory. And the Victory is got about 100,000 ounces in it. It's fairly small compared to the Marathon deposit, which has over 2 million ounces of resource. But it's an area that could extend the Victory deposit, or we could find another one or two Victories in this area, because it's covered by sand, and one of our geologists decided to take a backhoe and go in, and after doing a lot of prospecting and start digging, and he came across some pretty good looking mineralization. So now we've got a rig drilling on this, exploration drilling, widely spaced holes. We'll see what we hit, and if we hit something good, we'll focus on that one area and work towards developing additional open pit resources there.
You know, your stock's at 67 cents. That being said, what do you guys expect here from your company in the next 6 to 12 months?
The next 6 to 12 months, we'll probably do another resource update. We're at, you know, measured, indicated, a little over 2 million ounces. Inferred is about 1 million. We really always have a high ratio of measured and indicated to inferred. Certainly our goal is to get up to the 4 million ounce mark, and who knows, we may be there right now. But our focus is on making this a project. It's not just ounces, it's on making this project as robust economically as possible. So right now we have open pit material that is our primary focus, although we do have underground potential as well. And the property is quite large. It's 240 square kilometers with four deposits on it so far. And, you know, this press release we just came out with says, well, maybe there's some more and that some more along this trend as well.
Right now, you guys are currently pre-revs. So what's the game plan to bring some revenue in through the doors?
We've got about $10 million in the bank right now, and we're not a producer. So we're in the stage where we have to raise money from time to time. We're okay until next year sometime, but really what we do going forward, that's a matter of discussion. Like we don't have a strategic partner yet, although we've had some offers, and perhaps we'll go that route, or we will go back to the market. But not really worried about that right now, because as I say, we've got enough to complete a fairly large program. So we're drilling away, and we're working on on new metallurgic work for the heap leach part of the program, and also for the milling to optimize the milling, which is at about 96% recovery right now. So it's really a multitasked, although the drilling is the most exciting to most people, but there's a lot more going on other than just the drilling to move us to a preliminary feasibility study within a year.
My guest today is Phil Walford. He is the CEO and president of Marathon Gold Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MGDPF. You got a new CEO up there, Chief Operating Officer Robert Borst. Why him?
Robert is a mining engineer with a lot of operational experience. He's very well qualified for this job. And he did a great job on the PEA, on getting it done on time, on budget, and that's something that's always important when you're looking at operations. I have a lot of operational experience as well. I'm a mining geologist, and I've spent mining operations, so I know what to look for.
Is Newfoundland a good jurisdiction for mining, and can you tell us why?
It's a very good. It's a small province, people-wise. It's got a long mining history. The government has been very proactive in helping us. They want to see development occurring where we are. There was a mine at Tech. We follow the rules, and we do it. We hire all our people, everybody we can from the island. They appreciate that. We're good citizens of the island, and they really want a gold, an operation where we are.
Well, I want to thank you, Phil, for coming on the show today. It's been a real pleasure to have you on the show. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
I think I'd just like to say, in addition to thanking you, that we do have a great project. It's been under the radar for a lot of people. Maybe that's been our fault, but we're certainly out now promoting. We've got something really great here, and we're not afraid to say so.
Marathon Gold Corp is the company that we've been highlighting today. Take a look at them. They're at 67 cents a share. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MGDPF. Phil, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.